Hey guys, welcome to the new podcast called Crudy Common Music Podcast. In this podcast, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to pick some songs from Jaminda.com, which is a Creative Common Music website, and we're going to listen to some quality Creative Common Music, which is free to share. To get started, I picked 5 songs from Jaminda.com, and during those songs, we're going to talk some news about open source technology, anything which I feel like, and in the same time, we're going to listen to some quality music from the Jaminda.com website, all which is free to share, all Creative Common Music. So why don't we get started with the first song of the podcast called King of the World by Sean Fournier.
And hoping to a bird. Aimlessly I'm waiting for my message to be heard. I'm locked up in a tower, I write her every day. But like the dreams I have, the notes are lost along the way. And all my hope, it fades like vapor as I tear off this final sheet of paper. Please, I'm counting on your speed. Just find a way to finally get me free. But if I were king of the world, I'd be the crazy. When everything I ever had all comes down to this. Well, I was happy once with all the life and love I found. But jealousy rose in the eyes of a king whose lack of love just tortured him. He locked me in a tower and told her that I'd die. And ever since I've been inside. But if I were king of the world, I'd be the crazy.
Hey guys, how did you like that song, King of the World? Actually, it's quite good song. Before we move on to the second song, I just want to talk about this article published on Phronix.com called GNOME 4.0 and GNOME OS coming in 2014. Is it a crazy plan? It's an article written by Michael Larrabell. It was published on July 28th. I went to this article. There was quite a bit of fancy news about GNOME. I don't know about you guys, but for me, GNOME 3 is a crazy route. I just hated it, GNOME 3, which is why I like Unity or Cinnamon cinnamon is quite popular. I enjoyed it, and I like Unity as well. Or I like XFCE. It talks about this one thing which GNOME is trying to do is like by March 2014, they will come out with a GNOME OS, which will be not like they will be writing their whole operating system, a GNOME operating system, and they want it. They're thinking that that's the plan is that by 2020 they will gain 20% of the market share. I don't know about this because they had and GNOME has another thing back in the days. They said like they will have 10% of the market share by 2010, and which is not even close, because if you look, Ubuntu is trying to get 5% of the market share, and they're still struggling to get even 5% of the market share. And whereas Ubuntu is quite a popular Linux, and it's used by a lot of companies out there, and they still can't reach that 5% of the global market. I don't know what the guys in GNOME team are thinking, that they can make 20% of the market share by 2020. Maybe there's something wrong with the guys doing maths over there. But anyways, this is news from GNOME, and just to let you guys know, by 2014 of March, the new version of GNOME will be coming out, which is GNOME 4.0. So before we, that was the news from GNOME Foundation. Just to get on this fourth music, which is the second actually, I chose You Have Got It by Jonathan Demel. It's a kind of a pop rock, pop, bass, vocal, indie pop, whatever you want to say it. Good music. Let's have a listen.
Oh, and my son,
Whoa, what a nice song by Jonathan. Okay, and now let's have a look on the distrowatch.com, the top five distros of the week. We start with number five, OpenSUSE, and is the reason, only the reason why OpenSUSE came in top five, because they're having an RC2 release for OpenSUSE 12.2. Now we have on number four, Fedora, which is normal. Number three, Magia, which is almost like a month. They end that Magia sitting at number three or number four. And on number two, we have Ubuntu. And on number one is our Linux Mint, the minty goodness. Okay, so this was a top five from the distrowatch.com. I know it's not very accurately calculated and method, but it's still a way we can look, okay, what's going on in the community or in the distro world, anything. Anyways, guys, let's move on. Let's move on to the third song, which is again by Sinfonie, and it is called All I Will Ever Need.
This song may never make the radio, but that's just fine by me, because the sound of her around is the only song I need. Maybe I'm crazy, but she could be my baby. That may be all I'll ever need. I may never make the silver screen, but that's just fine by me. The constellations in her eyes are the only stars I need. Maybe I'm crazy, my baby, that may be all I'll ever need. Until the day you carry me away, I'll be a man of many words. But when it comes to her, I don't know what to say. Until I find the words that breach this, I'll be forever speechless. Maybe I'm crazy, my baby, that may be all I'll ever need. Maybe I'm crazy, she could be my baby. That may be all I'll ever need. I said maybe I'm crazy, but she could be my baby. That may be all I'll ever need.
Wow, guys, that was another good music by Scene for me. I love that guy. Okay, so in this section, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about Google Android, and we're going to see how we're going to talk about Google Play Store in basically. So what happened in Google world is Google sent out an email to all the developer community, and that they're going to go through a developer policy change in which Google going to update their developer policy page, so people can, all the developer who make apps for the Play Store, can read it and work according to it. So one of the biggest thing about the new policy program which they're updating is that they will be restricting developers from using names or icons from an existing app. So this way, what happened is this, not a third-person spam guy can use a name from another famous app and put it in his, oh, this is the same app, works the same, and it's half the price. And put a spam on somebody's phone and rip it off and bring a bad name on an Android community. So they're going to change that so it makes a more secure way of doing it. And another thing they're going to try, they're doing with the Play Store, which is only applicable to Android 4.0 and up, that they are putting some kind of DRM so people can't copy it, the apps, and just steal an app and share it with somebody else. So there's quite a bit of things that are going on in the Google Play world. I will keep it posted with you guys if anything new comes out or you guys found a new thing. Just let me know, and we as a community can let the word out to the rest of the world. So we're going to get to the second last song, which is called Hyperactivity by Next to Rux. I probably pronounced the name of the singer wrong. I can't. It's Next to Rux. Okay, let's listen to Hyperactivity. We'll be right back. Wow, that hyperactivity, nice melody, which brings us to the very last segment of this podcast. Before I play the last song, I just want to thank you guys, to the whole community, for listening to me and letting me do my very first podcast. If you guys liked it, please send me reviews. How did you like it? What parts did you like it? How can I improve on it? So you can tell me the bad things, bad portions, like the parts which I never did good right, so I can work on it, improve it for the next podcast. And if you guys have a good Creative Commons music which you would like me to post it, please send me the link so I can download the song and bring it on the next episodes for the community. Thank you guys for listening to me. And before, this is the last song called Ride My Tempo for Fernando. Thank you guys for being with me. Thank you.
listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, is contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you've ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.